我很喜欢这首诗歌。
I like this song a lot.
我忘记是今年年初还是去年的时候，有一阵子素萍常常在哼这首诗歌。
Probably it's in the beginning of the year that Su Ping listened this song a lot.
那就是听他哼，我心里面也常常被这首诗歌感动。
I often got moved just listening to her humming this song.
我想在唱这首诗歌的时候，我们可以问我们自己两个问题。
We can ask ourselves two questions.
什么能力是最大的能力？
What is the greatest power?
什么东西最吸引我们的心？
What is the most attractive to our hearts?
我们再思想一遍，什么能力是最大的能力？
Let us think this again. What power is the greatest power?
什么东西最吸引你我的心？
And what is the most attractive thing to our hearts?
那做事的姊妹说，那个爱的能力是最大的能力。
And the sister who wrote this in said that the power of love is the greatest power.
我记得 John Newton 在他的我们诗歌本里好像有这首诗歌，他说神就是让电闪雷轰，我的魂仍然是固执。
And there's an author called John Newton. Him is also in this book. He said that even God struck me with thunder or lightning, I will still not repent.
但是神是用怜悯来抓住了他。
But God caught me with His mercy.
所以John Newton在他年老的时候，他说我已经很老了，很多事情我记不得了。
When he was very old, he forgot many things.
但是他说有两件事情我永远记得。
But he said that there were two things I will remember forever.
一件，我是一个大的罪人。
One is that I'm a great sinner.
第二件，我的主他是一位大的救主。
And the second, our Lord is a great Savior.
那什么东西最吸引你我的心？
So what is the most attractive to our hearts?
做事的姊妹说，主的美丽将我心夺。
Here the sister says, it is the beauty of the Lord that captured my heart.
我相信这就是保罗的见证。
I think this is the testimony of Paul.
刚才我们读到保罗有两段特别讲到十字架的话。
We just read two verses, particularly from Paul.
一段是哥林多前书第一章。
First is First Corinthians chapter one.
那里可以说，你看见的是这一个传十字架的人是怎样的一个人。
Here you see that what kind of man is this Paul who shared the message of the cross.
保罗他可以说他是最懂得这个人的伟大的。
And Paul is a man who knows very much about the greatness of man.
他懂得犹太的宗教。
He knows the religion of the Jews.
可以说犹太的宗教是最出色的宗教。
Maybe it's the most excellent religion in the world.
因为它的根基是神的启示。
Because it is rooted in the revelation of God.
所以它和其他的宗教不同。
So it's different from the other religions.
但是最后在人的手里仍然变成了一个死的宗教。
But in hands of man, you can see it is become a dead religion.
但是犹太人自豪啊。
But Jews, they are still proud of it.
他们为着他们的传统自豪。
They're proud of their tradition.
也为着他们的传统热心。
And they have passion, great passion for it.
那当时保罗也生活在希腊的文化底下。
At that time, Paul lived in the Greek culture.
早晨主日学，李弟兄也带我们，他就问我们说，这个希腊到底有什么贡献？
And in Sunday school, Brother Lou asked us, what kind of contribution Greeks has made to the world?
那我是不懂希腊的哲学。
I'm not the expert on the Greek philosophy.
但是至少我知道，今天西方的社会深受希腊哲学的影响。
But I know that the Greek philosophy has great influence to our Western society.
我们中国人都以中国的古老的智慧为自豪。
And like us, the Chinese are proud of their ancient wisdom.
我们觉得我们上下五千年了不起。
We saw we have more than 5,000 years old history.
但是保罗说，希腊人是求智慧。
But Paul said that what Greek seeks is wisdom.
但是他说，我却是传钉十字架的基督。
But what I preach is Christ and Him crucified.
为什么保罗他放弃了人的智慧？
Why Paul he discarded the human wisdom?
为什么他肯放弃人的宗教？
Why he can discard the human religion?
为什么他肯放弃？当时也可以说保罗活在罗马，他深深知道罗马的政治和武功。
And as he lived in Rome for a long time, he knew that the political power and the military power of the Roman Empire.
可以说当时的世界虽然不像今天那么花花绿绿，但是当时吸引年轻保罗的事情多得很。
In the world of that time, maybe it's not as prosperous as today, but there are so many things that can attract the young Paul.
但是当保罗遇见了在大马士的路上遇见耶稣以后，保罗这个人就变了。
When Paul met Jesus on his way to Damascus, his life changed.
保罗就知道他的一生就是要传扬钉十字架的基督。
He knew his life was to preach Christ and him crucified.
保罗说我的一生也是要认识这位钉十字架的基督。
And his whole life, the purpose of his life is to know the Jesus who crucified for me.
所以感谢神，在保罗的身上我们看见十字架不但是一个理论，十字架是保罗的生活。
So we can see that from Paul, we can see it's not just a theory to him, but it's his life.
然后这样的人，神就把十字架的道交托给保罗，所以保罗就借着罗马书把十字架的真理给了我们。
So God trusted the word of cross to such a man.
其实不单是罗马书，可以说罗马书、加拉太书、哥林多前书、哥林多后书。这四本书就完完全全把十字架的道，刚才我们讲的 The word of the cross， 把十字架的道把它完整系统的给了我们，给了今天的教会。
So not only through the book of Romans, but also through the book of Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, through these four books, God gave us the full picture of the word of the cross.
那可不可以请姊妹把slide 打出来。那我这次其实是要跟大家分享西岸聚会的信息。
So I want to share some message that I heard during the West conference.
不过我不大想提西岸聚会，因为我觉得这个 distraction 会分散我们的注意力。
But I'm hesitated to mention particularly the name of the conference.
所以我想我们还是 focus 在神的话上面。
So let us actually focus on the word of God instead of the name of a conference.
那去年的信息是十字架的第一部分，就是说到十字架与基督、十字架与圣灵、十字架与教会。
The message of last year was the first part. It talks about cross and Christ, cross and Holy Spirit, cross and God.
大家若是有可慕、有时间的话，可以到网上去 download， 就是 West Coast Christian Conference.
If you're interested, you can download the messages from the internet as this web address.
那我记得去年回来的时候跟大家有点交通，那我这次一年以后再回去看，哎，我说我都完全忘记那时候交通的内容了。
I remember I shared a little bit of what I learned, but when I look back, I felt I forgot a lot of them.
所以我相信连我都忘记的话，大概没有多少弟兄姊妹会记得。
So I assume probably many of you has forgotten.
我意思是 我是讲的人，所以我们再来复习一下。
So let us review a little bit.
那第一个我们去年是讲到十字架乃是神的计划。
Last year I shared that cross is the plan of God.
可以说就是神的旨意。
Or we can say it is the will, the purpose of God.
那很多时候我们会讲说我们很难了解神的旨意。
Many times we say that it's hard for us to understand the will of God.
我们不确定什么是神的旨意。
We don't know what is the purpose of God.
那我想，当我们知道神的旨意、神的计划是十字架的时候，这就会有对我们有些帮助。
I think it will be helpful for us if we really know it is the cross.
就是如果我们说我们不知道神旨意的话，那我们要问是不是因为我们不了解十字架。
So we may ask that if we do not know what is the purpose of God, maybe the reason is that we don't understand what is cross.
那保罗告诉我们，一个愿意背十字架的人，他一定能够明白神的旨意。
And Paul told us that those who are willing to carry his cross, they will be able to know God's will.
是的，很多时候也许我们头脑上我们也许不一定知道说到底哪一个是主的旨意。
Many times, maybe we don't know which one is the will of God from our head.
但是只要我们愿意背十字架，只要我们认准我们是跟从 钉十字架的主，神的旨意就会显明在我们的面前。
But if truly we are willing to carry the cross, if our focus is the Lord who crucified for us, we will be able to understand the will of God.
那第二个十字架，不但是一个点哈，十字架是一个点，但十字架不单是一个点，十字架是一条路。
So the second is that cross is not just a single point, it is a way for us.
是我们交通过在基督身上，当他降生的时候，可以说他就开始在走在一条十字架的路上。
We know that when Christ was born, he started his journey of cross.
那人的路是什么路呢？
What is the way of man?
我印象最深的就是去北京恭王府和珅的宅子里看见的那一条路。
So the most impressive thing in my mind is when I think about the way of man. One time I went to Beijing and saw in the ancient king and in his house palace.
和珅是清朝的一个大贪官。
He's a famous corrupted official in the Qing Dynasty.
我想如果要说起中国历史上的贪官，那就应该首属和珅。
He might be the top one or the most corrupted in history.
在他宅子里有一条走廊，那条路的名字叫做升官发财路。
So in his house there's a special way, and he named it the way of
promotion and prosperity.
Promotion and prosperity.
那他设计这条路有三个特点。
So he had a special design.
一个，这条路很平，很 smooth.
So first, it's very smooth.
人都喜欢走平坦的路。
Because men always want to walk the smooth ways.
第二个，这个路很直。
Second, the way is very straight.
那你这个要升官，要发财，最好那个路越直越好。
So they wanted the way to be as straight as possible for promotion and prosperity.
第三个特点，大家知道是什么吗？
The third, do you know? Can you guess what was?
这条路是一个坡，它要很陡。
That's a very sharp slope.
越快达到终点越好。
So it's as quick as possible.
那这就是人的路。
That is kind of what the man's way is.
那不管我们在世界上，甚至有时候我们在追求主的上面，我们也希望我走的路最好是一条捷径。
Not only for the pursuit in this world, but even for spiritual pursuit, sometimes we wanted to have a straight way.
我最好不读圣经，主就让我知道他的旨意。
Maybe I don't have to read the Bible to know God's will.
最好我不祷告，神就让我心想事成。
Maybe I don't have to pray and things will happen.
那最好我不劳苦啊，就有很多人信主。
Maybe I don't have to labor, but people will believe.
但是神的路是十字架的路。
But God's way is the way of cross.
是先降卑后升高的路。
It's a humility first and then glory.
那第三个，我们上次有交通过，十字架就是神的工作。
And third, I share that cross is the work of God.
那今年特会的那个主要信息有另外三点，就特别说到个人。
So this year the message focuses on three parts, which relate to ourselves.
十字架与对付世界。十字架对付律法，十字架也对付我们的肉体。
Cross deal with the world, cross deal with the law, and cross deal with the flesh.
那十字架的救恩，常常我们想到是我们的罪得着赦免。
So for the salvation of the cross, we often think that it's that our sin was forgiven.
那没有错，感谢神，我罪虽多，主血涂抹。
Thank the Lord that even our sins are many, but Our Lord's blood covers them all.
但是主的救恩是完全的救恩。
But our God's salvation is a perfect salvation.
他救我们，他就救我们到底。
He saved us, and He will save us to the end.
我没有可能交通这些，其实很多我也不是很明白。那今天我跟大家交通，只是交通最后那一点，就是十字架与肉体。
it's not possible for me to share all these. Actually, I can't say I'm fully understand all these. So today I will focus on one thing, crucified with Christ.
那我想我们对于罪的问题，大部分应当基督徒都是清楚的。
I know, as a Christian, most of us should know the problem with sin.
在罗马书第四章第七节说
，In Romans chapter 4 verse 7,
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
It says that, blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
那这个罪怎么会赦免，怎么会遮盖呢
？So where this, how come this forgiveness and how come the sin can be forgiven?
保罗告诉我们说，耶稣基督是为我们的罪死了。
And Paul told us that Christ Jesus died for our sin.
然后他说，如今那些在耶稣基督里的人就不定罪了。
And there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
然后他说，耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus cleansed all our sins.
所以我们知道，借着耶稣的血，不是借着我们自己的血，借着耶稣神的羔羊，我们来到神面前，可以被称为义。
So、it is not through our own blood, but through the blood of Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, that our sin will be cleansed.
如果我拿一张纸。我在我记得的里面，我把我所犯所有的罪，从小时候到大学里，那是在中国的，到在美国的。如果我一条一条把它写下来的话
，If I wrote every single thing I have committed in a piece of paper，
原来我要为这一些罪付上代价。
Before I have to pay for the price of all these transgressions，
但是。如果我愿意接受耶稣的宝血的洁净
，But if I'm willing to accept the cleanse of the blood of Jesus，
我愿意在耶稣面前来悔改
，If I'm willing to repent before Jesus，
我愿意接受他
，I'm willing to accept him，
在我心的深处
，In the most deep place of my heart，
那我的血这一条一条一条的罪，神通通把它 cross 掉。
Then all the transgressions recorded in this paper, God will cross it out.
不是因为我今天好了一点。
Not because I'm better.
不是因为我今天后悔了。
Not because I regret it.
今天就算一个杀了人，他到了法庭后悔的话，他仍然要为他的罪，为他所做的付上代价。
Because we know that in court, even A killer, if he is regretted for what he has done, he will still need to pay the price.
神肯把我所犯的罪一条一条通通的划掉。
But God can cross out all my transgressions.
只有一个原因，就是借着耶稣的血。
The sole reason of it is because of the blood of Jesus.
我们这一个人内心的肮脏，什么东西都洗不掉。
The darkness in our heart, nothing can clean it away.
但是感谢神，耶稣的血，它有功效，它能够洁净我们良心的污秽。
But thank the Lord, the blood of Jesus is powerful and effective. It can cleanse the dirty in our heart.
所以彼得说，我们被救赎，不是凭着能坏的金银，乃是靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
And that's why Peter said, we were redeemed.Not through the perishable gold or silver, but through the precious blood of Jesus.
那如果我们相信这一个，我想很自然，我们有第二个问题。
If we all believe this, naturally we have another question.
如果我过去犯的罪解决了，神可以赦免，神可以洁净。
If all the things I've committed in the past have been crossed out.
那我将来呢？我将来还会不会再犯罪呢
？What about my future? What about the future things I may or I will commit?
是不是神只解决我过去的罪，但是将来啊，过去的罪借着十字架来解决，但是将来的罪，我仍然要努力，我仍然要提醒我自己，我仍然要刻苦己心，来让我能够成为一个在神面前称义的人呢
？So it's really cross the only solution to my past things, or it also helped me for the future things I will commit.
那简单的我们用两个字，一个就是过去的罪，那是我的罪行的问题。
For the things in the past, that's my sin acts.
但是像保罗在罗马书第一章到第五章里面，你会发现慢慢我们懂得我们的罪行神解决了，但是接着我们就面对一个问题，就是我们罪性的问题。
But through Romans from chapter 1 to chapter 1 to chapter 5, we know we not only have the problem of the acts of sin, but also have the problem of the nature of sin.
保罗在罗马书第五章二十一节说，他说罪作王。
In chapter 5 verse 21, Paul said that sin reigns.
那 这里的罪不但说到罪的事实，更是说到罪是一个律，罪是一个性情。
So this here he talks about that sin is not just a power, but also a character and nature.
Yeah, 就是说罪不但是一个事实，不但是 fact,
it's not only a fact,
而且罪是有能力，罪是有权势的。
But the sin has its power.
那保罗一开始信主的时候，他心里很喜乐。
When Paul first believed, he had great joy in his heart.
他说我可以欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
He said he can looking for God's glory in joy.
但是到罗马书第七章，他说我真是苦啊。
In Romans chapter 7, he's in great sorrow.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
He cried out, who can save me out of this body of sin?
我相信每一个蒙恩信主的弟兄姊妹一定都会有这一个经历。
I believe for every one of us who has been truly saved, we will go through such an experience.
所以我们就要问一个问题，说十字架到底怎么样来解决我们罪性的问题。
So my question is, how cross can solve our problem of this nature of sin?
这就是我们今天要看的这一节圣经。大家可不可以打开加拉太书二章二十节，我这里没有打全，我们一起来念整个那一节。
That's why I want to share Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
那我想道理有时候很难说清楚，但是如果我们抓住神的话，我们就有信心。
I think truly our faith should become directly from words of God.
有一句话我很喜欢，信心就是抓住神的话。
I like one saying that the faith is truly to lay hold of words of God.
那其实信心是让神的话来抓住我们。
But actually, it's also led the words of God to lay hold of me.
如果大家今天信息都忘记的话，盼望能把这句话记在心里。
So I hope you can remember this saying.
我们一起来念加拉太二章二十节。
That's
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
那说到与保罗在这里说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Here Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
大家注意，这里有一个字。
Please pay attention to this word.
With.
与基督一同，
就是一同同定。
The word with is very important.
换句话说，保罗说耶稣基督不但是为我定在十字架上，保罗说耶稣基督也是同我一同定在十字架上。
So not only Christ is crucified for me, also we have been crucified with Christ.
那同定这次信息里面有 三个方面，我想对我是一个比较清楚、清楚的这个轮廓。
There are three aspects that I think in this message will help us.
第一面是说到客观的、地位上的。
First is talking about the objective side.
第二面是说到主观的，就是我们经历上的。
The second aspect is the subjective side. It's about our experience.
那第三面是说到积极的。
The third aspect is talking about the positive side.
所以一共有四节圣经。
So there are four verses.
那有印在这个 outline 上，印在大纲上面，大家。如果 我相信肯定说不清楚，但是如果这四节圣经我们可以好好的去思想，若是同钉十字架这个真理在我们心里还不清楚的， 我想我们彼此劝勉，我们一起去思想这四节圣经，我相信主就会把这个十字架的救恩向我们显明。
I don't think there will be enough time for us to cover all these four areas today, but there are four verses recorded in the outline, so let us encourage each other when we have time to ponder on these four verses that we can understand better.
那整个的那个题目就是我已经与基督同钉十字架，很简单的一句话。
The overall topic is I have been crucified with Christ.
那我们来看怎么样我们与基督同钉十字架。
So now let us see how to be crucified with Christ.
请大家再翻到罗马书第六章，刚才念过的圣经。
Let us turn back to Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
第六章第六和第七节，我们再把它念一遍。
Chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Let us read again.
罗马书六章六节七节，我们一起来。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
这里有一个字特别注意的，就是红色的，看得清楚吗？
Let's pay attention to the red word.
旧人
The old self.
那到底谁是这个旧人？
So who is this old self?
如果我们看第五章后半段，那里就有说到一人一人。
So if we read the later part of chapter 5, we'll see that it has the word one man, one man.
比如说五章十九节，我给大家念。
For example, chapter 5, verse 19.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。照样因义人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous.
那我想把这个翻译成一张图。
So I'd like to use a picture.
那在这里有前面这个人，就是旧人。
So first you can see in Adam, that's the old self.
那这个人是黑的。
The color is black.
这个范围就叫做在亚当里面。
And this black scope is we call in Adam.
那在亚当里面有一个旧人。
So in Adam there is one old man.
这个旧人是单数的。
It is in a singular form.
只有一个旧人，换句话讲五号里面的旧人，五雷里面的旧人，都是这一个老祖宗。
So pay attention to that. It is not in plural, but in singular. So even though there are many of us, but the old man in Hao and in Lei are the same.
都是一个 DNA.
That's the same DNA.
那这个人里面是什么光景呢？
So what's the situation in this man?
很简单的，用罗马书第五章，一个是罪，一个是死。
In words of the Romans chapter 6, the situation is sin and death.
他们同时是事实，他们同时也是一个律。
They are the facts and also they are a law.
感谢神，如果就是只有这个黑的话，我们都完了。
And thank the Lord, we'll be hopeless if we are left in this situation.
那圣经告诉我们还有第二个人。
The Bible told us there's the second man.
我不知道为什么是绿色的。
I don't know why it's a little greenish.
我的电脑上面是金色的。
On my computer, it is gold. It's golden color.
盼望我们的见证不是变色的见证。
I hope our testimony is not a faded testimony.
那在基督里面就有一个新人。
In Christ, there's this new man.
新人里面，他是公义，他是生命。
And this new man has the righteousness and the life.
如果你要用一节圣经来解释这幅图画的话，就可以用五章十九节，因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。
We can actually use chapter 5 verse 19 to interpret this picture.
然后因义人的顺从，众人也就成为义了。
As through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, and also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous.
那假如我们谦卑愿意接受神的话，那我们就会问一个问题。那我今天怎么样从这个旧人里面搬到这个新人里面？
So if we really humble ourselves to the word of God, we'll ask this question: how we move ourselves from this old man to the new man?
或者我想再给大家加深一点印象，我问一个问题： How old are you?
Oh, let me make it more impressive. I will ask you a question: How old are you?
你多大了？
How old are you?
那如果你用这一个圣经来的话， we're as old as Adam.
If in light of this scripture, you can say I'm as old as Adam, 我和亚当一样的。
如果我们没有信主的话，在我里面的那一个人的生命就是亚当的生命。亚当有多少岁数，我们就有多少岁数。
If I haven't believed Jesus, that the life in me is the same as the life in Adam,So how old is Adam? That will be the age of our life.
这就是为什么小孩生下来，你不用教他撒谎，他自己会撒谎；你不用教他自私，他自己会自私；你不用教他嫉妒，他自己会嫉妒。
So that's why after a baby was born, you don't have to tell him or her to be selfish. You don't have to teach them to be self-centered or to lie, to envy.
所以我们怎么样从亚当里面？到基督的里面。
How can we transfer from in Adam to in Christ?
那这里有一个神的思想，神不是要把这个黑的把它变成白的，不是改成白的。
God's way is not to change the black color into a gold color.
所以我们说，我们到教会来听听道，我们来改变改变自己。我告诉你，你再改，我们仍然是旧的，我们改不成新的。
So if some of you, your thoughts to come to the church is to say, I can make myself a little better. Let me tell you, we cannot make ourselves better.
要脱离这个旧的，只有一个办法。
To leave this domain, there's only one way.
我们怎么进去的？我们是生进去的。我们生来就在亚当的里面。
How we enter this domain of Adam by birth?
只有一条出去的路，就是死。
As there's only one way in, there's only one way out.
So we are 生入，我们要死出。
So we entered through birth, we have to leave through death.
但是这是不可能的。如果我们死了就没有了，我们怎么还能够出来呢？
But it's impossible. If through death, then we'll be die, and we wouldn't have anything left.
保罗说，已死的人是脱离了罪。
And Paul said that the dead are freed from things.
只有借着死，我们才能够出去。
Only through death that we can be freed.
所以这就是神的救恩。神说好，你不能死，我不能死，我让我的儿子来替你死。
So this is what God's salvation is. Because we cannot die, God sent His Son to die for us.
所以借着十字架的救赎。我们就从黑暗的权势被迁到爱子光明的国度。
So through the salvation of the cross, God moved us from the dominion of the darkness to the glorious kingdom of God.
所以我为大家念罗马书第六章第三第四节。
Let me read Romans chapter 6 verse 3 and 4 to you.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
所以当我们信的时候，
So when we believe,
十字架在我们这个人身上就产生一个果效。
There's the effect of the cross on us.
这个果效从死的这一面是叫我们脱离旧人。
So we can be free from this section of death.
从生的这一面是叫我们进入新人。
So the side of life, it let us enter this new life.
那但是我们记得，不是我自己去死，也不是我自己去活，而是基督替我成就了。这就是 the necessity of cross, 十字架的必须性。当基督做成了以后，我们才有得救的根据。
Please notice that it is not I myself that can die or live. It is through the cross. It's that what Jesus has accomplished. So that is what we call the necessity of the cross. You cannot do it by yourself.
所以在我们信主的时候，当我们受浸表明的那一个事情，已经表明我们是与基督同死、同埋葬，也与他一同复活。
So what the baptism the significance is to say that we have been died and buried and lived, resurrected again with Jesus.
那我们要问，那今天我要做什么？
So the question is, what I need to do today?
这就是罗马书第六第六章第六节、第十一节跟第十三节所说的。
That's what Romans chapter 6, verse 6, 11, and 13 talks about.
大家不，你不用看圣经，你听我念哈，我慢慢的念，我们看看。
Please listen, and I will read to you.
第一个，神说，我们要知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
First, here says, we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin.
第二个十一节说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Verse 11, in the same way count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们不但要知道自己是死的，我们也要看，或者说我们要计算，算自己是死的。
So not only we should know that we are dead, we should count ourselves as dead.
然后十三节，不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Verse 13, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life.And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness.
所有在这里的事情，基督已经在十字架上完成了。
All things happen here. Christ has accomplished it on cross.
所以主在十字架上最后他说成了。
So on cross, our Lord said, finished.
那今天我们要做的不是要在这上面再加一点什么，我们要做的是借着相信而接受。
So today what we need to do is not to add some more to the picture.
那具体的说，什么是相信？就是刚刚所说的，我们知道，我们站在这个地步，我们不受魔鬼的 这个控告。有时候我们软弱的时候，魔鬼会说，基督徒还会做这个事情吗？
So actually it's through our faith that we can accept what the Lord has done for us. We should stand in this position and never move, even though there's temptation from Satan who challenge us, say, you're Christian and you still do this.
如果我们相信这个控告的话，我们说是啊，我到底得救了没有？我还会做这样，还会犯罪，那好像主耶稣的十字架并没有拯救我。
And if we believe what Satan has said, that we agree with them, then we'll in great doubt.
如果我们跟这样的声音对话的时候，我们就把地位给了魔鬼。
If we have such a dialogue with Satan that we give our position to the Satan.
所以我们要学习主耶稣，当魔鬼来试探他的时候，主耶稣就用神的话真理来抵挡他。
So we need to learn from the Lord. When temptation from Satan came, we should resist with the word of God.
所以救恩的根基是根据十字架上已成的事实，一次而永远的事实。
So the foundation of the salvation is based on the fact that has been accomplished through cross.
我们可以回答这样的控告说，因为知道我们的救人已经与他同钉十字架。
We can answer that we know that our old self has been crucified on the cross with him.
我们向着罪要算自己是死的，向神要算自己是活的。
We should count ourselves as dead to think the life to God.
我想我跟大家讲一个戴德森弟兄的见证。
Let me share a testimony of Brother Hudson Taylor.
那这也许可以做一个例子，让我们体会神怎么样在他身上，让他能够知道，让他能够算。
And that may be an example that can help us understand how we can count for ourselves.
我们知道戴德森弟兄他17岁的时候神就呼召他。
We know that God called him when he was 17 years old.
那到21岁他去了坐船去到了中国，那时候要很久，他船要坐半年，在海上一直到上海登陆。
So in when he was 21, God sent him to China, to Shanghai. And at that time, it took him about half year on the ship.
他实在是爱中国人，所以他有一句很有名的话，他说，我若是有 If I have £1,000, China shall have it.
He actually so loved the Chinese, and he had a famous saying that 我纵有千磅金，我愿意全部给中国。
If I have 1,000 lives, China should claim it.
我若有千条生命，中国可以全部拿去。
不过后面他补了一句，他说 No, not China, but Christ.
然后他后来就再补充了一句，就是不是说是为了中国，乃是为了基督。
他说 Is there anything enough we can do for the Savior?
他们说我们为我们的救主做多少就算够了呢？
那他在那里开始了内地会，对中国实在今天也许我们可以说我们都是欠在主里都要谢谢这位弟兄。
So we owe a lot of thanks to this brother in the Lord who shared gospel in the inland of China.
那他在中国服事当中有一段的时候，
So there was a period of time when he served in China.
是他的低谷，他说大概有6个月到8个月他活在罪的压迫的底下。
So there was a period of 6 to 8 months that he felt like his spiritual life was in a low valley. He's under great pressure of sin.
所以他写信给他的姐姐还是妹妹，他就把整个那一段经历把他告诉他的姐姐跟妹妹。
He wrote a letter to his sister to share his feeling.
那为了要鼓励他的这个妹妹这个妹妹好像有10个孩子。
His sister probably had about 10 children.
那他也是在属灵的历程上也是在那里好像常常在一个 struggle 在一个挣扎里面。
And his sister is probably in the same similar kind of struggle in her spiritual life.
哎呀，戴德森说他做见证说他那段时间他心里面他是那么渴慕的圣洁，渴慕生命，渴慕释放，但是他得不着。
And Taylor, Brother Taylor in his letter said he pursues after holiness and life and wanted to be freed from sin, but he cannot get it.
他用力读圣经，但是他觉得读圣经的时候他好像住在基督里面，但是圣经关起来他做事情的时候他好像就会忘记了，他就又跑到基督外面去了。
He made great effort to read the scripture, but he felt like when the Bible is open he's readingHe is in Christ, but after he closed the Bible, he felt he's outside Christ again.
然后他就告诉自己说：“我要默想，我要祷告。”
He told himself, "I need to meditate."
但是也是一样的，当他祷告默想的时候很好，可是过一会儿他又忘记了。
But a similar result, seems a good feeling when he is meditating or praying, but afterwards he still felt empty.
他就是活在起起伏伏。挣扎的这个光景里面。
So he's in a situation kind of like he's continuously feel up and down.
他有一个感叹，他知道说只要在基督里就得到解答。但是他说我的问题是我没有办法长远在基督里面。我感觉我没有办法长远在基督里面。
He knew that if only he can be in Christ, all his problem will be solved. But he feel like he cannot keep himself in Christ.
然后他的这个思想又告诉他，你要在基督里面是借着信心，所以他说，神啊，我怎么样能够有更多的信心，使我能够住在基督的里面呢？
And he knew that it is through faith that he can live in Christ. So he prayed to God that, God, how I can live in Christ through faith.
那这些真理都是对的真理，在基督里，因信，这些都是对的真理，但是好像他就是碰不到。
All he knew is truth, but he seems he cannot touch it.
那感谢神，一个真心寻求的人，主耶稣应许我们寻找就必寻见。
But thank the Lord for the one who truly have a heart to seek, he will find, as promised by God.
所以有一次，一位弟兄就写信给他。
So one time a brother wrote a letter to him.
那个信里面有一句话，摸着了戴德森弟兄。
So there was message in the letter that touched him.
他说，什么是费心，什么是信心呢？
So what is faith?
It's not strive after faith, but rest in the faithful one.
他就是说，不是挣扎乃是安息。
不是我们努力去得着信心，而是我们安息在那位可信的主的里面。那这句话突然就把戴德森弟兄的眼睛打开了。
And these words opened the eyes of Brother Taylor.
那我相信我们在这里重复他所领受的，并不见得能够救我们。
I believe that just by repeating what was said in the letter may not save us.
这是圣灵借着主的话在我们身上的工作。如果我们愿意把自己谦卑交在主的手里，好像保罗说。把自己献给神，神就能够在我们身上做拯救的工作。
It has to be the work of Holy Spirit through our faith on us, if we truly humble ourselves to the words of God.
那我想后来，在弟兄的身上就有一个极大的转变。不但这样，他写这封信给他的妹妹，他的妹妹收到这封信以后，他的属灵生命也有了一个很大的转变。
And later we know that there was a huge change in Brother Taylor's life and also on the life of his sister.
所以我想信心是抓住神的话，信心也是让神的话来抓住我们。
I think faith, the true faith is to lay hold of God's word and let God's word hold me.
对不起，我没想到时间过这么快。
I'm sorry, I probably use a little more time.
我们今天就停在这里。
So I think we'll stop here today.
下面我想这样好了，我很快给大家看一下。
Well, let me quickly go through some outlines.
那救人这是已成的事实，是客观的。意思是今天我们不用再祷告说，主啊，你把我的救人再钉在十字架上，那就是自杀 suicide.
The truth about old man is it's our objective experience. So you don't have to pray God to crucify our old man again.
那我们知道在救人 钉在十字架这件事情上，我们一点份都没有，我们只能够接受这个事实。
We knew that we cannot contribute anything to this fact. We can only accept this fact.
但是在圣经里面，我们会看见有另一批的圣经是说到肉体的问题。
But in scripture, you can also read the words about flesh.
那特别加拉太五章二十四节，我们一起来念好不好
？Especially Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Let us read together.
一起来。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
那保罗在罗马书说，我们若是靠着圣灵致死肉体的恶行，就必要活着。
So Paul in Romans, Paul said that if through the spirit that we put to death our body of sin, then we shall live.
所以这里讲到肉体钉十字架，好像是今天我们仍然不断在进行的一件事情。
So it is a continual thing we'll go through here daily, that to put a flesh to the cross.
但是我们注意这里的用法，不是说，它不是说我们这些基督徒是要把肉体克制，不是，这个话不是这么说。
So it is not talking about just to restrict the desires or passions.
这个话是说，我们属基督耶稣的人是把肉体钉在十字架上。
Here it's not talking about just to control it a little bit, but it here says to crucify it.
换句话说，今天我们体贴圣灵，不体贴肉体。如果基督两千年前没有钉在十字架上的话，这个我们是做不来的。
If Christ haven't died for us 2,000 years ago on the cross, we can't do this by ourselves today.
我们今天靠着圣灵能把肉体钉在十字架上，就是支取基督两千年前钉十字架的果效。
So we are taking the benefit of Christ died for us on the cross 2,000 years ago, that today through spirit we can put the flesh to the cross.
让基督已经成就的事实今天能够完成在我们身上，或者说显明在我们身上。
For the fact that has accomplished through Christ Jesus that can take effect on us.
那很快第三点，
The third aspect，
肉体还是比较是许许多多的表现。
So we know flesh have a lot of symptoms，
但是在我们人里面最深的一个东西，
What's deepest in man's life?
最难对付的一个东西，
which is the hardest to deal with,
就是我们自己的己。
It's ourself.
那这个己很多时候很深，它伪装得很好，人不容易看见。
So it's so deep and so protected that we cannot see very well.
但是神知道，真正要拯救我们，不但要解决肉体的问题，也要解决我们魂生命、肉体的生命。
God in his salvation not only will solve the problem of our flesh but also will solve a problem of our soul life.
这是最后一节圣经，我们也一起来
念一下。 That's the last verse I want to read today.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命。
Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his soul will lose it.
那这里这个生命这个字，那个原文就是魂 soul.
So here the word life actually in the original language it means soul.
所以如果你直接字义翻，爱惜自己魂的就要失丧魂。
So this is a literal translation. For those who love his soul will lose it.
那这句话，基督是主耶稣是放在前面这句话是放在他自己的身上。
And we know that the first part of this verse is upon Jesus himself.
那下面这句话是放在我们的身上。
And the second part is upon ourselves.
那在我们的魂里面，我们是一个以己为中心的一个自私的魂。
Our soul has a self-centered life.
但是基督他里面没有这一个堕落的己。
But in Christ's life, there's never such a corrupted self.
但是就是基督，他也要说，我要像一粒麦子落在地里死了。为什么呢？为的是要结出许多子粒来。
But even Christ, he said that just like a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, the purpose to it remains only as a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. That's Christ's purpose.
所以我们更需要经历这里说，我们也要像一粒麦子一样落在地里死了，好让神丰盛的生命能够结在我们的身上。
So it should be our experience. So we are willing to have our life like a kernel of seed.
那这是第三点。所以我想
That's the third aspect.
我想就是把这四节圣经交通给弟兄姊妹。加拉太书
I want to share these four verses here today.
加拉太书二章二十节，罗马书六章六节，加拉太六章二十四节，跟约翰福音十二章二十四、二十五节。愿神祝福他的话语，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你完全奇妙的救恩。虽然许多时候我们的头脑不能明白，但是你让我们的心可以接受。主啊，求圣灵做翻译的工作，让这些话能够落在我们的生命里面，落在我们的心里面，让好种能够结出好果子来。我们把这些话交在主的手中，求主你自己向我们每一个人把这条路摆在我们的面前。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。